VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has announced more nominees for his upcoming administration. Trump said Tuesday that he has tapped billionaire professional wrestling mogul Linda McMahon as Secretary of Education, an agency the incoming president has promised to dismantle. Another nominee is Dr. Mehmet Oz, a heart surgeon and former television talk show host, to head the agency that oversees the federal government's health insurance programs for millions of older, poor, and disabled Americans. And he chose Wall Street executive Howard Lutnick to lead the Commerce Department, where he will play a key role in carrying out Trump's plan to raise and enforce tariffs. Meanwhile, Trump's pick for attorney general remains under a heavy cloud of controversy. An attorney says an unauthorized person gained access to a file containing confidential testimony from women who have made allegations about former Representative Matt Gaetz. Here's AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Attorneys involved in a civil case brought by a Gaetz associate were notified this week that an unauthorized person accessed a file shared between lawyers that included unredacted testimony from a woman who said Gaetz had sex with her when she was 17 and a second woman who said she saw the encounter. Gaetz has denied all the allegations, and the Justice Department ended its sex trafficking investigation without any criminal charges against him. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. Envoy Amos Hochstein expressed hope Tuesday about a possible ceasefire agreement that would end fighting between Israel and the Iran-backed Lebanese militia Hezbollah. VOA's podcast, The Issue, takes you beyond the headlines, diving into the stories shaping our world. The Issue connects the dots, helping you understand the bigger picture. This is VOA News. Hochstein told reporters in Beirut there was, quote, a real opportunity to bring this conflict to an end after holding talks with Lebanese officials.
This is a moment of decision making. I'm here in Beirut to facilitate that decision, but it's ultimately the decision of the parties to reach a conclusion to this conflict. It is now within our grasp.
An aide to Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri told Reuters Monday that the Lebanese government and Hezbollah have agreed to a U.S. proposal which calls for Israeli ground forces to leave Lebanon and for Hezbollah militants to withdraw from the Israeli border. More Lebanese army troops and U.N. peacekeepers would be sent to a buffer zone in southern Lebanon as part of the deal. Meanwhile, residents in Gaza say fighters from Hamas and other factions in the Palestinian enclave have created an armed force to prevent gangs from pillaging convoys delivering humanitarian aid. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino reports.
At a soup kitchen in Khan Yunis on Tuesday, these Palestinians held out empty pots, hoping for meals of cooked rice. There's a shortage of food and supplies in Gaza, and there's been a big increase in looting. Only days earlier, nearly 100 trucks carrying food for Palestinians were violently looted while entering the enclave. Two UN agencies told Reuters it was one of the worst aid losses over the last 13 months of war. The looted convoy had been transporting food provided by the UN agencies who spoke to Reuters, UNRWA, and the World Food Programme. The force was formed this month as public anger rose at aid seizures and price gouging.
That was a Reuters correspondent, Olivia Zelino. The Associated Press says it has obtained a confidential report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog that says Iran has increased its supply of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels in defiance of international demands. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma has more on the findings made by the International Atomic Energy Agency.
The IAEA says, as of October 26, Iran has nearly 402 pounds of uranium enriched up to 60%, an increase of one-tenth since the last report in August. The IAEA also estimates in its quarterly report Iran's overall stockpile stands at over 14,500 pounds, a further substantial increase. Uranium enriched at 60% purity is just a short technical step away from weapons-grade levels of 90%. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
That wraps up this update, but the world in news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.